Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and the stuff that we can do to help. This week, we're talking all about what makes a workplace sustainable. Raoul MP, reared in Ashford, founded Sustaineo, which means I sustain, in 2011. Sustaineo was located in Wicklow Town for a number of years before moving to Shankill in 2021. I caught up with him to find out a little bit more about Sustaineo.
We've always tried to make sustainability simple for organisations because they can be clouded with jargon that they're hearing from others. So our approach is to measure, optimise and restore. And under measure, we do things like calculate a carbon footprint or do an energy audit to try and ascertain where the carbon hotspots or the environmental impacts are. Then optimize, we try and reduce those impacts. And then lastly, restore, we know we've made a mess of the planet, so we try and give back to nature. And if you're doing the social aspects of sustainability, it could be giving back to society as well. So how do we best do that such that overall we're giving back more than we're taking? Because for a long time now, we've been taking.
What would be the kind of common mistakes that you see some of the businesses that you work with making?
I think sustainability tends to be an opt-in. So it's kind of a nice to have, but it's very much become a social license to do business in the last few years. So, for example, we're doing a climate action certificate course with big businesses, and they are kind of saying things like, we need to be doing this, otherwise we can't sell. So examples, big pharma companies, they can't sell to the NHS in the UK if they don't have science-based targets and this sort of stuff. So maybe big mistakes usually come with reputational damage when they communicate it wrong. And that's, you know, we would know that as greenwashing.
So what would the ideal workplace or business look like to you?
I guess, you know, I'm running a micro enterprise, so it's very small scale. And you might think, well, what can we do at our scale? So I'm in a business center here in Shankill. I can't change the light fittings or the heating system because I'm just a tenant in it. I'm not even paying for the bills, so I don't have control over that. But I can use my influence to exert over others. So that's what our purpose is, and I guess the staff buy into that as well, you know, if we can have something that has maximum impact. So some of our training courses, for example, we do training on behalf of the National Energy Authority, and we've trained over 3,000 public sector workers in things like energy literacy and carbon literacy, just getting them involved in the conversation, explaining all the jargon in simple terms. That's something we can do. Maybe if you're a large company, you know, what can you do? There are kind of many things. I guess you've got to lead by example. And I might focus on climate because, as I said, we're a sustainability consultancy, but we specialize in climate, carbon and energy. There's so many facets of sustainability. No one person will be an expert in them all. You might get some experts in biodiversity and some in circular economy. That's fine. But ours is very much climate. And, you know, we want to try and avert the climate change crisis, which is sort of coming upon us as we look into the near future. So a big organization, well, they should be, first of all, committed to this. So you want to see the senior management you know, committing to serious targets and, you know, even better if that can be linked in with their pay scale, for example, because sometimes they pledge these targets, but they know they will not be chief executive in 5 years' time and they don't have to realize those targets. That's another pitfall. And then secondly, a target is one thing and you can get that validated. It looks great. It's a great comms release, but you've got to have a credible plan to reduce your emissions. And without that, it's kind of meaningless. Staff may see through that. Hopefully customers will. And that will drive a credible carbon reduction plan in there at last. And then, you know, offsetting, it's a bit like Marmite. You can love it or hate it. There's pros and cons of that too. And that comes with its own challenges.
And finally, if anybody is listening and is interested, where can they get a little bit more information about you and what Sustaineo does?
Okay, well, our website is sustainao.ie. We have done work with communities, but we're mainly focused on helping businesses. So we do help businesses of all scale, from micros, which is less than 10 employees, to SMEs, small to medium enterprises, all the way up to large enterprises that spend tens of millions of euro on energy. And that's really where we can have the big impact. But the good news is there has never been so much support as there is now for all scales of business. So if you're a micro enterprise, this is the local enterprise office, they have Green for Business. It's 100% funded to get you on the right track. And they have an energy efficiency grant of it's up to 5,000 euros, 50% funded. And then if you're larger, you can get funds of millions plus. So lots of supports out there. I guess the challenge is often navigating the space, and that's where organizations come to us. They need to develop a climate action roadmap. They don't even know how to do that or how to calculate a carbon footprint. And we can help them on that journey.
And just before I go, a meeting will take place on Saturday, the 23rd of March from 10:30 a.m. in Ontarshock Organic Farm and Ecology Centre in Wicklow Town. Wicklow PPN is inviting people to join them in meeting the climate and environment team of Wicklow County Council. It's a really exciting chance to get involved with the local environment. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Commission Amman with the television license fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission the Man with the television license fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.